Does God need anything? Is there anything that God needs? I think objectively we could answer this, no, of course not. He's God. He's God at all. He's complete. He's whole. He's lacking in nothing. But we know that the second person of the Trinity, the Son, the Word became flesh, Jesus, he took on our humanity. And so he's fully God and he's fully like us. And so Jesus, he has needs. We even hear this twice in the opening gospel as Jesus, right before he processes into Jerusalem, there's a line said two times, the master has need of it, talking about the colt that Jesus needed to ride into Jerusalem. The master has need of it. He has needs. Even as we meditate on his passion that we just read and that we'll celebrate throughout this week, we hear of Jesus' needs. Jesus is weak. We hear from St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians that he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being like us, human in appearance, except without sin. And so Jesus, on his way to Calvary, is in great need. He needs Simon of Cyrene to help him carry his cross. He needs water as he thirsts on the cross and says, I thirst. Jesus reveals to us the need of his humanity. And it's a need that we all share. Why did he do this? Why did God take on our humanity in the person of Jesus? I think it's an instructive thing for us. One of the reasons that Jesus chooses to need is to show us something. He chooses to need us. He chooses to need help. He chooses to need you and me so that we might choose to need him. How many times are we embarrassed when we have to welcome someone's help? Someone says, you got that? Yeah, I've got it. Are you sure? We drop all our things in our hands, we fall to the ground, and we try to get ourselves back up. We try to say, no, I'm good, I don't need any help. But Jesus reveals to us our own humanity, the great need that each of us has. He chooses to need you and me so that you and I might choose to need him. So during this week and during these mysteries of his passion, let's cry out to him. Jesus, we need you. We need you. We need more of you. And that we might even come to him in his need, consoling his heart in his passion, lifting him some water when he's thirsty, picking up the cross like Simon to help him on his road to Calvary. Jesus needs you and me so that you and I might choose to need him.